Angels and ghosts.
Sometimes I become conscious of an entity near me. How can I tell if this is true or not?
The guide. It is not necessary that you know. I would advise that to dwell on this may, especially at certain periods of one's development, take the emphasis away from yourself. I do not mean that I advocate self-centeredness. I mean that if the alienation you feel is negative, there must be something in yourself. If it is positive, be grateful and appreciate it, and that is all. But do not try to find if it is true. It is very likely so, because all human beings are surrounded by those who do not have a body, in that sense. If you are frightened, find your own fears and do not attach it to another entity. Even if such an outer entity does exist, it is of secondary importance. Pinpoint your own fears and your own misconceptions within yourself, toward yourself, and toward life. To the degree you do that, you will get rid of such fear and disturbances.
Is it okay to contact spirits to ask them for help?
The guide. My suggestion is that you open yourself up inwardly, not to a specific individual, but to your own innermost spiritual self, and get the help from there. Because otherwise, you may get lost on dangerous ground that alienates you from your own center of being. Communicating with others in the realm of the spirit is not a healthy pursuit, unless it leads directly to the finding of your own spiritual center. Ask yourself questions and know that there is an innermost wisdom in you that can give you the answers you need most. If you're really open, inwardly open, you'll get the answers there. You may then also get answers that you speak to such souls who may be around you, not only praying for them, but advising them to let go of you, for their concern and contact to a human being is not healthy for them. Very often, spirits are still very earthbound and they cannot elevate themselves. They cannot bring themselves in their own inner development to see what they have to see, and they attach themselves to human beings into the whole earth sphere. This is not a healthy state. For example, a person may die, a person who has never believed that you go on living, and may at first not even know that he is dead, and finds to his consternation that he cannot reach other human beings. They do not hear him, and he tries and tries and tries, and it doesn't occur to him that there is another life, there's another world, there's another state of being which would be more furthersome and more happy for him. The remaining in contact with the human sphere and human beings is a suffering for them and holds them back. It is dangerous ground to communicate with them unless one knows a great, great deal about the laws of this communication. It is very easy to get lost. It is very easy to get confused, to not determine what comes from where. It is a tremendously complex thing. Anyone who is involved with real spiritual growth will not dwell on this matter of psychic communication with deceased people. It is unhealthy for both the disembodied spirits as well as for the people. And it can lead to tremendous confusion. These are facts. In some instances, when there is a lot of knowledge and a lot of guidance and a lot of understanding of the laws and dynamics involved, it is a temporary state of development that leads to a communication with your own innermost spirit, which is the real goal, not to communicate with other spirits.
In what form do spirits who are still undeveloped see higher spirits?
The guide. When undeveloped spirits come into contact with higher spirits, they do not see them as angels or light creatures. That would be much too easy. Again, the same law holds true here. If higher spirits go into lower spheres, which they do at certain intervals regularly and according to plan, they change their fluids and the light does not show. For it would be much too easy for these creatures to accept God's word because an obvious angel has spoken it. How many of you, for instance, say, "If I could see God," or "If I could see an angel, I would believe"? But you do not listen to the words I speak. It is the same with these spirits. There is not an iota of difference. They have to learn, just as you have to learn, to distinguish between right and wrong, between truth and untruth, by truth's own merit, and not because the person seems to be an authority and therefore easy to believe. How many people accept something said by a respected authority and yet reject the very same words if spoken by someone whom they look down on? That does not mean they are developed. Development means independence, the ability to select truth from untruth. Therefore, the spirits in the lower spheres do not see the angels as they really are. Higher spirits appear to them just like one of their own kind, and they speak to them in that way. It is then left up to the spirits themselves to decide whether they want to believe what is communicated to them or not. They must accept what they hear for its own sake, and therefore it is good that they believe these ideas come to them from someone on their own level. The same holds true for humanity. Many spirits, in varying degrees of development, are incarnated on this earth, yet human shape or outer appearance does not give an indication of the entity's development. This is the only possible way for you to become truly free and independent. However, there are certain exceptions in this respect, too. Not that there is ever an exception to the law of the necessity of independent selection and recognition, but at certain times, light penetrates to some degree into the world of darkness. Then the angels of God show themselves. There are good reasons for that too, but it does not happen for the purpose of teaching the truth to creatures in the lower spheres.